Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Yeah. Hello. So glad to be here. And you know what? As long as we're here, it doesn't matter where here is.
That's right. That's true.
You know, the famous Rush Limbaugh, God rest his soul, used to say that. Never made sense to me then, doesn't make sense to me now.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Is that all, he's not as long as we're together? Or
no, it's just that it doesn't matter where I am,
yeah,
it's still going to be great. You know, it doesn't matter where here is.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
I'm here, and it doesn't matter where here is.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's, yeah. A little cocky, but
yeah,
okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I love that.
Okay,
I love that. So I had a pretty eventful weekend. Well, meaning I did an event or two. Got out of the house. My wife's still gone to Nashville,
yeah,
for her birthday trip to visit our daughter, and I'm here taking care of our son by myself. You know, babysitting him.
Yep.
But you know, I'm one of those types of dads where I did not call and bother her one time, no matter how much he would cry, no matter how, you know, much I may be trying to find something that I can't find.
Sure.
Never called her and bothered her. You know, I wanted to let her know that she can be confident in leaving me alone with our little boy, and I can take care of him.
So proud of you.
Mm-hmm.
Single dads unite.
Yep. And he is 21, but he still has, you know, things that I have to take care of.
Sure.
At 21. All right. So we have this big announcement coming up in just a few minutes. We'll let everybody get settled in, get ready, and, you know, wake the kids, phone the neighbors, whatever you got to do for this big announcement coming up. But I did have a good weekend. Y'all seem like y'all had a pretty decent weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Better than this lady that Riggins found where she was interviewed on the news because her favorite establishment burned down. And this was her account of what happened.
We had a ball in that joint last night. I'm somebody, I didn't even have no clothes on. I had my scrubs from work on. Mm. Just sitting in there partying last night.
Yeah.
And we left at 2:00. Now here it is at 5:00 in the morning. My club burnt down. Who did it? Who did it? You don't mess up a good time.
Who did? I like that lady.
My club burned down.
Yeah.
Hers.
She said, I didn't even have no clothes on. I thought, was she naked in the club? But she meant she didn't even go home from work.
Yeah.
She wasn't dressed up or anything. Just went in her scrubs from work. And still having a good time till 2 in the morning.
You know that was a good time, too. Because usually if women aren't dressed like they want to be dressed, they're not having a good time.
Yeah. She probably just stopped in to say hey to somebody on her way home from work and then said, well, you know, I'll take another one.
Yeah.
I'll take another one.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, it's 2:00 in the morning.
Yep.
Who did it?
Mm-hmm. You find who did it. And she was talking to news reporters. I mean, that was a news report of her sitting in her car, and they had all of their microphones with we call them mic flags in the business, where it has the TV or radio station logo on the microphone. She cussing right at him.
Oh, yeah. They knew she was going to be a good sound bite.
Yeah.
Once she pulled up right in the middle of him and rolled down both sides of her windows.
And what was she still doing up?
Yeah. It's 5:00.
She came to check on it. Heard about it. Came to check on it. I'm sure. As soon as she woke up.
Mm.
All right. So the big announcement is coming up next. Do not miss that. And it'll just be a few minutes away.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, I'm Riggins, and I'm not a foot freak like those weirdos on the internet, but I am a freak about footwear. My dad sold socks for decades, and I know everything about feet. I'm not kidding. And now I'm super excited to tell you about Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Tico Socks are designed for all your adventures, running, walking, hiking, skiing, cycling. Experience the comfort and durability of Tico Socks on your next adventure. Head over to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ to save 15% off your Tico Socks order.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new TJRiggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at TJRiggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay, we're going to get right to this. Because we know that you've been waiting. We've teased you all weekend. We've just been one big tease about this announcement that we have now. Not everybody can listen at this time. Bless you, Lindsay. Everybody can listen at this time. So if you wouldn't mind passing along the word to your friends and family, whenever you get this word, we would appreciate it. Okay. So our brother Ace, died February 4th of 2025, just a couple of months ago. And we haven't really had an opportunity from the show and the radio family to properly say goodbye to him. Now, we did about a week's worth of shows where we shared memories, and the show was themed about Ace and all of that. And I said not long after that from now on, whenever we're talking about Ace, my best friend of 30-something years, I only want the thoughts to bring a smile and laughter to people. I don't want things about Ace that come from us to be sad and hurting and things like that, because that's the way people should remember him, as being fun and jovial and all of that stuff, good natured, not sad. So I can't give you every single detail about what's happening, but I wanted to give you enough information where you can be prepared when all of those details come about. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have what is called a cel-a-tion. So, you know, he loved his name in lights and in stickers and all of that stuff. So the whole thing will be called cel-a-tion, and it's a celebration of Ace's life. It will be, June 14th. That is a Saturday, June 14th in the early evening. Okay. That's just kind of a save the date sort of thing. We can't tell you where it's going to be, what all is going to happen, or any of that yet. But here's the main thing. When we established, Prime and Prime Plus, part of the reason to sign up for, it was Ace TJ Prime. Now it's TJ Riggins Prime and Prime Plus, is because you get information on events faster than we announce them on the radio or just on podcasts and stuff. So you need to go get signed up for, and I swear I'm not telling you that just to boost the subscribers to the sites and all that stuff. I just really want as many true fans to be able to get this information and be part of this thing as possible. And if somebody who's just a passive, you know, listener is a member of Prime or Prime Plus, they get the information, they secure, you know, tickets to the event and then don't use them. Then I would rather somebody who's a true rabid Ace fan to get to go. So go to tjriggins.com/prime. And you can get signed up and then just wait for the solid detailed information that will come soon. You'll get it first before we even announce it on the radio. Okay. All right. We'll do more, give you a little bit more coming up. Hang on.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan or just not happy with what you're paying for? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate or at little or no cost to you? Your life needs are always changing, but have you done anything to improve your health insurance for you and your family? Health insurance laws and coverage are always changing and getting better. It's impossible to do all the research yourself, but now it's all done for you for free. So regardless of your age or medical condition, take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
Paid for by Cheaper Health Insurance. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044. 855-296-9044.
What is new radio?
New radio is
streaming literally everywhere.
Listen to the show starting each weekday morning at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, before we go into the Now Trending stuff, Riggins just told me that you don't have to go to tjriggins.com/Prime. You can just go to tjriggins.com and then, you know, click
Prime.
Yeah, Prime, and then you can get signed up there.
Yeah.
But yeah, so a big event in honor of Ace coming up June 14th, and it will be called the Celebration, and we're going to do it upright. It's going to be very, very nice. We couldn't do a full-fledged Ace would have wanted it that way event because, I mean,
good point.
They won't let us bring greased pigs into the, you know, into the city square and, you know, have little kids trying to catch them and win them. And, you know, can't have a wrestling ring in some of these places we were looking at and all that stuff. So, but yeah, it's going to be really nice. And so it'll be unique. Let me put it that way. We were just one step away from calling it a funeral. No, we weren't. We weren't ever going to call it a funeral. No, it's just a big event to celebrate Ace and have fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Excited.
Yeah, so a couple of things that are now trending. Coachella is the top trending topic. People are comparing it to the Fyre Festival now. Coachella used to be like the most expensive ticket you could buy to a music festival, but people were waiting over an hour in line at 8 a.m. to take a shower.
No.
Why?
You're in the desert. You're sweating.
Yeah,
Coachella people don't take showers on normal days.
Right.
Well, Coachella's kind of the more fashion forward. They like to carry themselves as like not, it's not like a Bonnaroo, I guess is what I could
say. But the people I see that go have like VRBOs. Like, what are these people doing? They're just camping out?
I don't know. That you can buy like little cabins on the grounds.
Okay.
But they don't look luxurious in any way. But
because the part of the place where Coachella is super bougie.
Yeah.
Like Palm Desert.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but trash can move in for a weekend.
That's true.
I guess, yeah. People are really roughing it out there. I mean, it just looks awful. Waiting an hour with stinky people and they're all, you know, shirtless because they've been sweating all day.
And after your shower, you're getting smelly again. Why even shower? Like, just let it go.
And then I saw one guy. He obviously didn't care about taking a shower or doing anything with his hair. He was up there speaking at something and he had on looked like he was wearing a sport jacket and an LA Dodgers hat and just speaking. And he looked disgusting. He just looked like white trash.
Oh, no. Yeah,
they were referring to him as Senator Sanders or something.
Okay.
Hey, buddy up there. Hello, Coachella.
You know I love Coachella. Megan Thee Stallion. Wish we could take Coachella to Cuba. China.
What a bummer. In the middle of a music festival, bringing up like an old senator.
Yeah.
It's like
that people don't even know who it is.
Yeah,
they're like, who is
85.
This guy?
I wouldn't care who it is up there. I'm like, no, let's get back to the music, please. Thank you.
Yeah.
Rory McIlroy is the other top trending topic. He won the Masters yesterday. Thrilling Masters for if you watched it, but a major collapse by Bryson DeChambeau there in the fourth round in Augusta, Georgia. But a lot of people were watching. A lot of people checked it out.
So that Rory, what's his name? He's an American, right?
Rory McIlroy is not American.
He's not?
He's Irish.
Oh, well, never mind. I was happy for him.
Yeah.
Always. Well, I always go for the Americans.
Yeah, Bryson DeChambeau is an American, so there's like this weird thing happening, but because Bryson plays for a league that's owned by the Saudi Arabians, so while he's American, it's like a whole drama over there.
I've heard so much about that drama, and I don't care.
Yeah, right, I know. I try to tamp it down for you.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show. Listen everywhere. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
I did the fattest thing ever over the weekend. I'll tell you about it in just a second. But first, if you missed TJ's big announcement, we are hosting a Celebration.
Celebration.
It's a celebration of Ace's life. Mm-hmm. That was good. Did you come up with that name?
Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah, I did.
Were you drunk? No, I'm just kidding. That was really clever.
I was on them gummies, man. But the regular kind, just the gummy bears.
Just regular gummy
bears. No dope gummies.
No. But so if you'll find out more information if you're a member of TJ Riggins Prime or TJ Riggins Prime Plus, you can go get signed up for free at tjriggins.com. Just click on the little Prime logo. You can also find the link up on social media as well, as we have more details coming in. So over the weekend, it was the Masters, and that was took up a lot of my time, even though coverage doesn't start till 3 p.m. It was it's a big deal. I love watching the Masters. So I only ate one meal over the weekend because I was eating so much popcorn. It is, there's a few times throughout the year where I make a lot of popcorn, the Masters being one of them. So I made it popcorn three times, and just housed it, beer, popcorn. My blood pressure must be through the roof. So much butter and salt and popcorn.
And you make it old school, right? Like on the stove.
I make it on the stove, and it's so good.
Yeah.
It is really good.
So good.
It's so good. It's like one of the few things that I know how to make. And that's the way we grew up eating popcorn. However, I saw this video on TikTok and I thought, I'm doing that this year for the Masters. Now, this was about a month ago. Here's what I did, TJ. I cut up smoked sausage, fried it in a little bit of oil, just a little bit, and then all that fat starts to render out from the diced up, cut up sausage. Uh-huh. And then I take the popcorn kernels, throw it in there, and pop the popcorn in the sausage, grease and sausage, and then I just dump it out in a bowl and just bare-hand it.
Oh, so good.
Isn't that fat?
It is awesome.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do it with bacon. But I think I'd rather do it with andouille or some kind of spicy sausage.
All like the different sausages you could
use. Does it taste like the sausage at that point or not?
Yeah, it's got and it's a little greasy, but and you just get a little bit of popcorn, so it's the crunch, and then the sausage with it, and your hand, your fingers are a little greasy.
It's like you're eating a meal. It's like you're eating a sausage.
Yeah, there was protein in it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And your protein and your carbs.
Yeah. But I think that definitely qualifies as like the fattest thing I've ever done. Just cooking popcorn and sausage grease. I mean, how pathetic, but it was so good.
Sounds good.
What is the fattest thing you've ever done? Can you think of like one thing that stands out to you?
Yeah, it'd probably be a breakfast thing where I would take biscuits and then put hash brown on top of that, and then fried eggs and sausage patties, and then bacon and cheese and more gravy.
Yeah,
those things that I do for a breakfast with sausage, milk, gravy.
Yeah,
crazy,
so good.
You know it was going to be good when the last words were "and then more gravy."
Yeah.
You knew it was going to be good.
Yeah.
Do you have anything like that, Lindsay?
I can't really think. I mean, I'm sure. But one that comes to mind is using Slim Jims as your main source of protein.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And I remember TJ putting it on a bun. Did you put it on white bread?
Oh, hot dog bun.
Hot dog bun. That was my favorite. Yeah.
Slim Jim in the hot dog bun.
Love that.
White trash hot dog. Yeah. I love that. Yeah.
Love that.
So, yeah, if you've got a great one, at TJ Riggins Show. Those are fun.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, listen, I need some help. I'm not just trying to be dramatic for effect on the radio. I need some advice. First of all, let me preface this by saying I'm not looking for any kind of special treatment. I'm not looking to skirt the rules of any kind. I just need some advice from somebody who may be in this business that I need. Okay. I am going to be flying pretty soon, like at the end of next month. Okay. But I don't have the real ID that you have to fly. And my passport expired a little while ago, not a long time ago, but just a short while ago. So the new rules, if you don't have the real ID with your driver's license, then you can't fly. And if you don't have that, but you do have a passport, then that would allow you to fly if you have a passport. I don't have either at the moment. Every DMV in the state in which I live is like, there are no appointments at any of them available. So I figure, well, I'll just go and sit all day because they still do serve walk-ups. You just have to wait a lot longer. And now I'm hearing from people saying that they've gone and sat for 6 hours and never got waited on for nothing, you know, go and sit and sit and sit. The passport, I could get that renewed, would probably be a little faster, maybe. But if you're still looking at 3 to 6 weeks and you can expedite it and pay extra and probably looking at 3 weeks.
Okay.
All right. So does anybody have any inside information of what I could do that might work to get either a passport faster or a real ID on my driver's license faster? Again, I'm not looking to sneak in anywhere past people who already have appointments and all that because I'm such a big celebrity. I'm not looking for that kind of, yeah, of a treatment. Sure. You know, I'm not looking to make some kind of a deal where, you know, I would come and cook like a celebrity chef at your, you know, next dinner party you wanted to have with your book club or something. I'm not looking to do that, any kind of trade off like that or anything. If you work at a DMV or something.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm. Sure.
Just looking for advice on how maybe some place I need to check or something that, you know, normal people wouldn't know to look or ask, yeah, or something like that.
Like, oh, there's a special kiosk where you can do all this. And
yeah,
know,
yeah. Or if you like go to this location, they seem to have the least amount of traffic in the state, yeah, of, you know, people coming in on a daily basis or whatnot. This little hidden gem that people didn't even know this town was big enough to have a driver's license, you know,
yeah,
office, mm-hmm, something like that. Or, you know, but again, I'm not looking to do any kind of, you know, special encounter, swap, trade-off thing to be pushed to the front of the line, you know. I mean, I'm not offering up, you know, Cozy Earth products or anything like that. Yeah. I should even stop joking about it because I'm not. I just want to know if there's some kind of a little, what we call it? A hack.
Mm-hmm. Life hack.
A life hack you could give me that, yeah, would help me get either a passport or the real ID on my driver's license in time for me to fly at the end of next month. Just DM anywhere you want to DM. I would appreciate it.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Don't forget, Celebration, June 14th is when it will happen. You got to be, you don't have to be, but you should be signed up for the TJ Riggins Prime and Prime Plus because that's when the rest of the details will come. That's where it will come first. And you want to make sure you get all of the details first because the tickets are going to go fast once we announce what all it's about and everything. So I've been watching this show. Just go to tjriggins.com for Prime and Prime Plus. I've been watching this show on the Netflix called Love. And it was written, created, and produced and directed by that, what's his name? What's his name?
Judd Apatow.
Apatow, yeah. And his wife's that Leslie Mann, right?
Yes.
Okay, right. Well, the show can be funny at times, but the premise of the show is the two young people in their early 30s. And she is, she has a problem with drug addiction, alcoholism, sex addiction, and love addiction, right? So she's, and on top of all that, she's just a winch. She's not nice. Freako person. And you get to thinking about all of that. So she's in treatment for all of those things. And as I think of that and go, okay, well, if I were in the dating world and I met somebody and I really liked them and they said, look, she said, I want to tell you something. I am a recovering alcoholic, or I am a recovering drug addict, or I am a recovering sex addict. Which one of those would be harder to be in a relationship with?
Ooh.
Sex addict.
You think for mm-hmm. you, Lindsay, it would be?
Yeah.
Because they're not currently doing, they're sober, so to speak, from all of it at this point, because they go to the sessions and all of that, and they get the chips for how many months it's been yeah. and all. So, but you always have to call yourself a recovering whatever.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Which would be harder for you, Regan?
I think the drug addict.
The drug addict.
It depends on what drug, though. I mean, I'm kind of with you there, too, but well, is it just like a...
heroin, cocaine, okay, any hard drugs.
I
was going to say
pills I can accept. Heroin and injection, I can't accept. I know that's crazy, but there's a difference.
Yeah, I think mm-hmm. that'd be tough. What did you say?
I don't know. I think probably the sex addict would be harder.
You think? And what's yeah. a love addict?
Somebody who becomes just so you start dating somebody and you think you're in love with them so fast and you become so clingy, and then when you know the things don't go exactly the way you want them to go, and you're always worried that they're going to pull away from you. And what did I do? Oh my God, I can't believe I've been too clingy to you. I'm sorry. And basically you find yourself sometimes in stalker situation where you're stalking the person.
Yeah.
Oh, I know you said leave you alone, but I got to talk to you. Just let me say this.
Yeah.
So I don't know. They would all be bad. But
that
I think
pretty awesome, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I want somebody obsessed with me.
Yeah.
Don't stalk me. No, don't do that. Just kidding.
Depending on how hot you are.
But I think there's more experience fixing the other stuff than it is the sex addiction.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There are a lot more books on that other stuff.
I think so.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Today is the big day. Katy Perry, Gayle King heading to space.
I saw that video. She looks good, though.
She does look good. She's got a tour going on, or she's rehearsing for her world tour. Mm-hmm. Katy Perry, that is, not Gayle King.
Oh.
just in case you were confused.
Yeah.
But yeah, so those two, and then Lauren Sanchez, who is the fiance of Jeff Bezos, who I'm obsessed with. Lauren Sanchez, not Jeff Bezos. I'm obsessed with her. Those three, and then like one astrophysicist, and then one researcher. Activist or something. So they're all going to go up into space, and Katy Perry's talking about how she's been reading books about string theory and astrophysics and how she's really into astrology. Mm-hmm. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
She's like, I've always really been into astrology.
What is astrology? What in the world does astrology have to do with the astronauts?
Why are we sending Katy Perry to space? Why are we sending Oprah's friend to space? I don't know. I guess it's to bring attention to the program.
And one of the sad things about it is that Lauren Sanchez could turn out to be a top-notch astronaut for real. She could get into this and then just decide, you know what, this is my life now. She could become an astrophysicist. She could do all of these things, and she will forever, though, be remembered as the woman who had her boobs hanging out at the inauguration of President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
She did have a lacy little number.
She wore the trashy, she showed up trashy mm-hmm. at the inauguration.
Money can't buy class, you know.
She looks good in that spacesuit, I'll be honest. They all look good, but it is funny. Like, because it really is impressive. There's been less than 50 civilians in space, I think they said. So they're really in rarefied territory now.
But what the fact they do that up there?
I think they're just three of them are just going to like hang out and look around. They said the research is going to be doing some very important work up there. Okay. It's like they're up there for like 30 seconds, aren't they? I don't know.
They go up, and once they get far enough where they say, okay, we're in outer space now, then they go, all right, turn around. Come back. Okay. It's like crossing the state line and coming back.
So you're not really getting the full experience.
You experience like weightlessness, so you like float around, but I don't know how involved it is. But
you can do that at the, you know, Cape Canaveral or whatever, yeah,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
on just a field trip.
Yeah. I mean, I just worry what the history books will say about this. Like when we look back, we're like, who did they send up first? And we're like, Oprah's best friend. They're like, Oprah? No, her best friend. Katy Perry, this pop star that can't buy a hit.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It's just, it's weirding me out.
Well, who were the first ones, though? It was William Shatner was
William
on the first
Shatner.
One.
Who else was on that one with him?
Well, Bezos Richard Branson. Was on it, too, right?
He was on the first
who
one.
Who was?
Bezos.
Oh, Bezos.
Yeah,
okay.
He said, this is mine. I'm going up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah.
He a nerd.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just interesting the celebrities they've chosen to send up into space. But anyway, that their flight window begins at 9:30 Eastern. You can watch it all live streamed, praying for their safe return.
Yeah,
obviously.
Seriously, because it's sketchy kind of.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Today is National Dolphin Day. National Dolphin Day.
You I like loved, love them.
Yeah, well, they're kind of sketchy, though. Have you heard those stories about dolphins?
Yeah, I mean, the well-trained ones are cool.
The ones that, like, you know, at the Atlantis, make you...
They give you a little kiss. I love it.
Yeah.
Dolphins can be a little sketchy, though. Sometimes
they have to be told to make it a little kiss. Keep it, flipper, keep it a little, just to a little kiss.
I think so.
Well, you know, they want love, too.
And then Rory McIlroy is the top trending topic today. He won the 2025 Masters in Augusta, Georgia yesterday, defeating all the other competition. So completing his career Grand Slam, winning all four majors. Interesting thing happening in the country of China coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Mm-hmm. There's a story that's gone viral about a family of eight in China that is living full-time in a luxury hotel because it's cheaper to live every day there. Apparently, rent in China is so extremely high, it's now become cheaper to just live in a hotel. And since that story went viral a couple months ago, there's been this big movement for young people, especially in their early 20s, to abandon their apartments and just move into hotels. And their reasoning is like pretty sound. They said, well, it's number one, it's cheaper, no landlord, no utilities. Somebody's cleaning for you. The air conditioning runs 24/7.
And I kind of like it. I'm not going to lie.
I thought you got to be like a person who loves staying in hotels. Because when I read this story, I immediately thought, oh, you know who would love this?
Oh, yeah. Ace would love it.
Yeah.
If you gave him the choice of living wherever versus living in a hotel, that guy was built to live in hotels.
Sure.
Mm. He enjoyed it. He luxuriated in the, you know, he'd put on the robe and use those free slippers.
And I mean,
room service every night.
He loved room service.
And I think it does depend on what hotel, right? Because my... Yeah. Taste would be more expensive than rent. I mean, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we're talking like White Lotus status. I mean, you know.
Well, they do say luxury hotels. Luxury. I don't know what that means in China, but I think that they've got money, so I'm sure they are luxurious.
Yeah.
No, no, you never can tell when everything's a communist.
Yeah,
situation like that.
I don't know, but either way, a family of eight inside a penthouse, it does seem like cramped quarters, doesn't it?
I don't know, but. You know, if they don't have to worry about mowing or anything like that. Well, of course, I guess in an apartment, they wouldn't worry about that either.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You got to be built for it. You got to love it.
You would hate that, really.
I would hate it. Yeah. I don't like hotels. They skeeve me out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, I immediately just thought of Ace. I was like, there's a guy that would be like, heck yeah, I'm moving in.
Yeah.
You know, the only problem would be, you know, he was 6'4", so all the robes were cut to fit Chinese people.
Right.
And it'd be like you know, right above his waist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you put on one of their robes.
And the slippers are like size 5. Like,
konnichiwa, brother. Or is that Japanese? I don't know. You know, he'd learn. He would figure out the language. So
konnichiwa.
Right in. And, you know, he's super tall and red hair. He would stand out.
Yeah.
You know, how many yen for the sausage biscuits?
Yeah.
Room service.
I didn't see gravy on your menu here, but I'm sure you got it somewhere in the back.
Yeah.
You all got Chinese gravy? Something for my biscuits? Yeah. Would you like that, TJ, living in a hotel?
No.
Why not?
No. I like to move around within the facility, you know?
Yeah.
Get sick of the same rooms being that close together and all that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Lindsay said she would love it, and that makes perfect sense to me as
well. Yeah. It's got to be super high end, though. clean and.
But yeah, she wants a suite with a kitchenette and a, you know, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I bet they're not getting. They probably just got a two bedroom suite or something.
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't look glamorous.
I want like $2,000 a night. Like that's what I want. Okay. Yeah. I want luxury if I'm staying in a hotel.
I totally agree. I've said almost the exact same thing. If I'm going on vacation, I want a certain level of luxury or I don't want to go.
Right.
It's not, you don't have to go.
Yeah.
So I want something nice, but that's funny that you, I can totally see her just cucumber slices on the eyes, doing the spa all the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Using the facilities.
Love it. Yeah.
So that's fun.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, if you keep up with Britney Spears on her social medias, you know it is just like... It's like having a police scanner in your house and sitting by it and listening to wherever there's an emergency going on around you in the town. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, they got a grass fire over on Franklin. You know, let's go see.
Yeah.
You know, when you follow Brittany's Instagram, that's what you get. And she's in Mexico for vacation, and she has posted some things since she's been there that are just wacko, off-the-wall things. But they said when she landed and was out at the airport, one of her bodyguards was carrying a baby doll in a pink blanket. And so there are no kids with her or anything. And so it may be that Britney has now gotten into that whole mindset of carrying a baby doll and pretending like it's a real baby.
Yeah, it seems that way.
Yeah.
She said she's liked dolls in the past, but I've never seen her bringing one out in public.
Well, maybe she can get in, Riggins, with those that group of women who is the dollies at Disney.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a group of women who collect dolls, and they pretend like they're regular babies, and they go take trips to Disney World with them.
It's real creepy. Real creepy.
So Brittany would fit right in with that, man.
Yeah. I think she probably would. There's something going on with old Brit.
Yeah. And it makes me so, it's just distraught. It's not even funny. We used to watch her stories and laugh and be like, oh, my God. But now it's like, I can't watch it and laugh. It's so concerning.
Yeah. And it's craziness. Yeah. Kind of creepy, too. Like she's going to come get you.
Mm-hmm.
She starts doing those weird voices and stuff. It's like.
Different languages.
Get that same feeling that my wife gets when she watches a video of Chucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I'm standing by my my analysis that that she's dying to be naked in front of everybody.
Yeah.
I think that's her number one desire
to get naked
in her life is to be completely naked for the world to see.
You are so right. How she low just, she pulls the...
Yeah, she just, every video is that. It's just like, I'm going to do it this time. I'm going to do it this time. And then chickens out, you know, because she knows that they'll take her off of Instagram and block her. She just doesn't know how to go about doing it the right way. But she's dying for everybody to see her naked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So right.
Is there a right way? What is?
I don't think so. Yeah. No.
Not for her.
No, Riggins. Oh.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh, I don't know what to make of this. But it says that they've done a study and men prefer natural lips on women. Men prefer natural lips on women.
Mm.
I know I do. Mm. These natural lips... Right here, all over them.
I mean, they probably don't want to pay for it. That's for sure.
Oh, that's what it is.
True.
You don't want to have to pay for it.
I don't know. It's gone up in price. I'll say that.
How do you know?
Because I get my lips done.
What? Get out of here.
Yeah. I'm in the know of all these things.
Yeah. Lindsay's... been getting her lips done so much, Riggins and I have had to put up safety nets between her and us because they'll be hitting us in the face.
That is not true. They're natural.
Yeah.
Are they?
No.
Okay. I didn't know who's lying.
Listen, I've had a little work done, but they look good.
Yeah, they do.
The outside's natural.
The outside, yeah.
The outside's all natural.
Listen, here and there, you know, yeah. I don't overdo it.
Have you ever overdone it?
Never.
Okay.
Never. The girl I go to refuses to do that.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah,
or if the girl didn't refuse, Lindsay would be in here looking like, you know, she got bubble gum stuck to the outside of her mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I used to know a girl, be closer with a girl that had, I think you might have known her, they were real bad. They were real big.
Really?
You just looked at them and they...
Like Lisa Rinna big?
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Almost like... Was it an implant? I don't know. Lots of questions.
Ooh, yeah. A lip implant.
That's what they started out being, wasn't it? Or just like you got collagen shot into the lips, or then they would just, or they would peel the lip apart and then stuff in there.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Ow.
I don't know. It was worrisome. But they never went down.
I love hearing women say, now I don't really want any procedure or anything. I just would like one of those lip flips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, well, that's a procedure. Yeah. A lip flip is a procedure.
Yeah. It's minimal, but yeah, it's still.
Yeah. And it sounds great. It's taking a part of your lip and flipping it up over the other part to make it look like it's thicker.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Just two little injections right here.
All right, just
nothing bad. That's crazy.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Coachella, one of the top trending topics. The first weekend of Coachella is over. A lot of big performances. Next week, they do it all over again. And a lot of people complaining that the facilities just aren't up to par where they used to be. It's just not as nice as it used to be.
Yeah, and that's why earlier in the show, I was asking for advice on how I could get my real ID done or get a faster renewal to a passport, because I'm trying to make next week's Coachella.
Is that right?
Very important.
No, not at all.
Could you see him out there?
I couldn't really. No. Yeah, just scowling at everybody as they're taking, you know, pictures in front of that big Ferris wheel that they have out there.
Yeah. Oh, I can't imagine.
You would not do well.
No, I wouldn't.
But I would like to see it. I would like to see TJ at Coachella.
I, for one, would too.
Like if I were filming a documentary or something, I would love to go mix it up with them.
I'll film.
Yeah, you'll do it.
Yeah.
I feel like you probably did. You go through a music festival phase where you were dressing up and putting like gemstones on your face and things like that.
I never did, and I feel like it wasn't that big when I was growing up. I never really heard about it until I was past my prime. You know. Yeah.
But she wouldn't do anything that was going to require that she be dirty.
Correct.
Okay.
I don't do desert scenarios where there's lots of dirt in my face and wind.
Yeah, sure. No, I get it.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem that much fun
for
me either. But Coachella trending today. Katy Perry and Gayle King are heading to space today. They said about 9:30 is when that flight window opens. So it could be, you know, and they could also call off the space flight due to weather and things like that. So we're not sure. But, we'll see if those lovely ladies make it to space and make it home safely. That's what we all want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do want that for sure. You know, no matter how stupid we think it is.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And ridiculous we think they are.
Yeah.
We don't want anything to happen to them.
Mm-hmm. Certainly not. But gosh, you'd be stuck in a little pod with Gayle King and Katy Perry. I'm just.
What are they talking about?
Oh, like, yeah.
Who knows? Can you imagine? Mm.
Who knows?
Or do you talk while you're going up? You know, what's it
I'd
like?
I'd probably just be focused on not pooping my spacesuit. Because I know those negative G's or whatever they call it would do something to my stomach. Oh, yeah. I'm sure of it.
Yeah. I would do it on the walk to the rocket because I'd say, just get it over with.
Yeah.
Yeah. So by the time I got on, it would already be done.
That'd be my one question. I get to keep the spacesuit, right? Yeah. I'm not going to be able to get this back to you right now.
We don't want it back, sir.
So that's fun. We've got more coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I know we're not supposed to call people stupid.
It's true.
You know, you tell kids that all the time, and kids get so confused, and you'll hear them say, "Ooh, Mom, he said the S word." And like, I did not. The S word being stupid. Like, oh, that's, and then I'd go, that's not the S word.
Yeah.
The S word is.
Get it right.
But sometimes there are people who you can't describe as anything but stupid. Mm-hmm. There's a video of this girl holding her cat at the beach. The cat is on her lap. It is, I don't know what kind of cat you call it. It's one of those that's yellow, goldish looking, like the color of a lion. Maybe,
like
I don't know.
Tabby cat?
Yeah, but furrier than, okay, longer hair than a tabby cat. She's petting it. And then this idiot walks up to her while she's videoing this. And this is the encounter.
Hello.
He said, "What kind of dog is that?"
Huh?
Is it a doodle?
No, this is a cat.
Oh, it's a cat.
It's a cat.
It's a cat. It's never a seen one of those.
He walks up. What kind of dog is that? Excuse me?
Hmm?
What kind of dog? Is it a doodle? Oh, no, it's a cat. It's a cat.
Oh, it's a cat? Is it a doodle? Like, you can just picture this dummy in your head, yeah, walking down the beaches.
Doodle.
Is this a doodle? Oh, it's a cat.
And you know it's got to be a California beach.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Lay off the
California
stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
What do they call that?
Good
California
for her.
Sober.
Yeah, he was definitely maybe California sober. But also, why are you bringing your cat to the beach?
I know, that's another stupid thing.
What are you doing?
Did it have a leash on it?
No. I don't know. I didn't see it, but
was
it probably
one of those
did.
People?
Yeah, she was just holding it. Sitting on the blanket, holding it.
Cat's like, "Take me home. You got stoners out here asking me if I'm a dog. Let's go home."
What kind of dog is that? Riggins, you're going to have to start doing that. Asking people who have cats what kind of dog it is.
What kind of dog is that?
I kind of think it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny.
Because it's like you shouldn't have your cat. It should be a dog. That's what he's trying to say.
But, I mean, how zooted do you have to be to look at a little cat like that and think that it's a doodle?
Yeah.
A golden doodle or something.
Is it a doodle?
Get off the shrooms, bro.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.